Penguin Random House Audio presents Not Working by Lisa Owens. Read for you by Tuppence Middleton.
Chapter 1. Wallflower. There is a man standing outside my flat wearing khaki greens and a huge Free Palestine badge.
"Are you the freeholder?"
he asks, and I turn to see if he's talking to someone else, but there is no one behind me. It buys me a second to remind myself which side of the Israel-Palestine conflict I am on.
"I think so, yes," I say, and then with more confidence, because now I'm sure.
"Yes, I'm definitely the freeholder." He scratches his neck, which is grey with dirt. His ears have the same ashy hue.
"You need to get the Bodleia removed. It's a hazard."
"Oh, right," I say, looking up to where he is pointing, to a plaster pillar on the front of the building, topped by an ornamental detail. I've never noticed it before, but now I'm embarrassed to see that the paintwork is cracked and filthy. If anyone had asked me to name it, if £1 million had been resting on it, I would have guessed it was called a balustrade. "Does it not serve a structural purpose?" I say. He stares at me, tugging on his beard, which tapers into a slender plait.
"It's a weed. It's not supposed to be there," he says, and now I understand.
There is a plant sprouting from the top of the thing. A spray of purple flowers. It's quite pretty.
"And, sorry, who are you?"
I ask, wondering if he's from the council, a neighbour, or an interfering passerby.
"Colin Mason, MBE,
he says, and offers a dusty hand. I hesitate for a fraction of a second before good manners kick in, and I take it.
"Claire,"
I say.
"Shall I deal with it, then?"
he asks, nodding up at the Bodleia.